Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am Daniel Brigman, your honored host, and it is a feel-good broadcast today. We got a couple great guests. Brent Johnson will be here the second half of the show to discuss what went on last weekend with my how I got the nickname 2250. So we'll discuss a little bit about that, about just police in general, just things that you need to be aware of. We're not trying to bash police. We're trying to make people aware, and awareness is the first step to things changing. So that's what we're going to try to do.
I see that 2250 painted on a lot of houses around here. Must be the kids on Halloween, you know?
It's funny. Is that going to be the new rallying cry, 2250?
2250 is sort of catchy.
Yeah, a little bit.
I like it.
You thank my brother-in-law for that.
I like it. It's nickname. Good.
Then also before then, a friend of mine, Mike, his name is Mike. He runs River City Coins here in Missouri and in Cape Girardeau, and wanted to bring him on because we get emails. You know, we used to have a gold and silver sponsor, Andy Gauss, and he would talk about different products. And unfortunately, Andy died, and that was just bad. Loved Andy to death. So you guys have been asking questions, so we want to get somebody back on that I trust that can just kind of talk a little bit about some gold and silver basics and, you know, answer anything, at least the basics you may have about gold and silver. We think that's important, especially with what's going on. We'll discuss that when he's on a little later this hour. And, of course, the news. And Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you.
Well, very good. Let's get to the news. This is from Washington Free Beacon. Majority of Americans want First Amendment rewritten. And this is a majority of millennials.
Yeah. Well, they can't do it. It's written in stone. Can't touch it. Can't be touched.
Well, more than 60%, here's what the article does say, more than 60% of Americans agree on restricting speech in some way, while a slim majority, 51%, want to see the First Amendment rewritten to, quote, reflect the cultural norms of today. What culture is that?
Can't do it.
The Campaign for Free Speech, which conducted the survey, said the results indicate free speech is under more threat than previously believed. The findings are frankly extraordinary, Executive Director Bob Listad told the paper here. Our free speech rights and our free press rights have evolved well over 200 years, and people now seem to be rethinking them. What's your comment about that? What did you just say?
They're written in stone. God gave them to us, and there's nothing they can do about them.
Well, the Bill of Rights is not written in stone. It's written on hemp paper or vellum or whatever it is.
This isn't the Ten Commandments, right? It's close, though.
It's darn close.
It's darn close to the Ten Commandments.
It's darn close. Yeah, anyway, so this is the danger of our culture and us allowing people to get away with norms and how they're attacking the Constitution and not being
taught what it really says.
Yes.
And taught in school. I mean, that should be one of the first things you learn in school.
5 years old, you should be learning colors and Constitution.
Yes,
colors
exactly.
And the Bill of Rights.
And learn it all the way up.
I mean, you should be inundated in patriotic stories and, you know, even error on the side of hyperbole. Mm-hmm. I mean, it should be propaganda.
Yeah, George Washington cutting down the tree.
I mean he did or did. I mean, that's better than the other side. I'm not saying we should lie to people, but we should propagandize our foundation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Longtime Hillary Clinton advisor leaves the door wide open on a 2020 run. If she thinks she has, quote, the best odds to beat Trump, Hillary Clinton's camp seems to be doing suspiciously little to quell speculation that the former Secretary of State might jump into the race. Quote, she ran for president because she thought she would be the best president, a representative said. If she still thought that now, if she thought she had the best odds of beating Donald Trump, I think she would think about it long and hard. I think she's doing more than think about it.
Yeah, we talked about that a while back. I think she's going to run. There ain't no two ways about it.
Well, I don't.
Months and months and months ago, I thought she was going to run.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
That's my thoughts.
My thoughts is I think she is surveying. Can she get away with coming in now after what they did to Bernie last time? Can the Democratic Party have any semblance of fairness? If she comes in late in the primaries, then, you know, how is she ever going to get the points, you know, unless they totally rewrite? If she can, you know what I mean? I think she's weighing back and forth. Can we really?
I think she's in.
Well, you're probably right. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Yeah, look who she's up against. Nobody.
Brazil, You hear about the? Did you hear about the oil spill in Brazil?
No, I did not.
Massive. You know, Brazil has some of the best beaches around. The best good-looking ones. I don't know if they're the water's the cleanest. That's another raw sewage. Anyway, Brazil deploys 5,000 troops as fury mounts at inaction over worst oil spill in country's history. Brazil has deployed these troops because the environmental catastrophe that began in early September when large quantities of oil inexplicably washed ashore. Since that time, the government has done precious little to either one, identify where the source of this oil was, or two, do anything to clean it up. And people are getting outraged. And so now the Brazil says, well, we'll put the troops there. What are the troops
going to do? What are the troops going to do?
They're going to shoot the oil?
Stop it up with their hankies?
Are they going to stop the people from protesting? Is that what they're going to do? I don't know.
They need one of those big sucking vacuums to suck it all up.
Well, they got some kind of machines now that do something.
Yeah, it's pretty cool looking.
About that. I remember from Exxon Valdez, I think it was developed after that. But I don't know. Texas judge, have you heard this? Yeah, well, I know you've been listening. You've heard about this. The case, the father in Texas.
Thank God for that, Judge.
Give the backstory just real quick.
Well, they're separated, this couple, and they have a 5-year-old, 6-year-old kid, and the wife wants to turning him into a girl and would start giving him hormone therapies right now. And before, the judge says the husband had zero input into that. But now he went to a judge, and the judge says he's got joint custody, and he's going to have input in that.
Well, I think the governor getting involved, don't you think that had something to do with it?
Yeah,
how they got involved, so we're going to investigate this. Well,
stop the...
people were outraged.
Yeah, people were outraged. That's insane.
More than insane.
That lady should be locked up for child abuse. Child abuse.
Well, come to find out, it's not even the woman, the quote-unquote mother, is not even the biological mother of this child. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
No, not even it was the child was born by in vitro. Mm-hmm. So I think it's this father's, seed, biology, but not the mother's.
That's even worse.
Well, I think that's what the judge is pointing out here. Not that this woman doesn't have rights to be involved with this child, but she's not even the biological mother here.
Yeah.
So the father certainly.
Well, I'm happy about that. That makes me feel better.
5-year-olds.
They like to play.
They like to, right.
They don't care who they are.
If they're boy, girl, they're Indian, cowboy, whatever.
Pirate or
whatever.
It doesn't matter. They're pretending all the time.
And the mother all of a sudden thinks that means we need to give him hormone-altering, right. Body-altering drugs.
I can remember my sister dressing me up in a dress, putting nail polish on me and all that stuff when I was a little kid.
Well, now, that says a lot. Explains a lot.
It does.
But
I did not change. I was not given hormones to change.
Grandpa wouldn't have.
He wouldn't have.
Grandpa wouldn't have in that.
He was a little disappointed in me, but
how'd you? I can see him. How'd you let Jenny do that to you?
She's big, Dad. She's twice my size.
She's twice my size. She made me do it. Eye drops shown to temporarily reverse farsightedness in adults could replace reading glasses. There's a good news
save
story.
That. I want that.
Earlier this month, Israeli-based Oasis Pharmaceuticals announced that its CSF1 corrective eye drop, successfully met the primary endpoint in a clinical study. So it temporarily reverses presbyopia.
What's the temporary on it? Like one day or a couple days? Or
story does not say.
Oh, okay.
Potentially alleviate the burden of reading glasses and offer a meaningful solution for billions of people living with age-related farsightedness worldwide.
I like it. Good stuff.
Good interesting story.
Yeah.
Chaos Map. You've seen this? This is out of the Mirror out of UK. Chaos Map shows violent deaths will soar in 10 years due to food and water shortages.
Oh, I believe that 100%. Yeah.
What do you believe?
Just with that.
There's going to be food and water shortages?
Food and water shortages?
Oh, why?
Oh, the weather. Look at all the crazy weather.
Well, that's not what they say here. That's not
their
reason.
What do they say?
That's not their reason. This is some, think tank study or whatever they put out. Obviously, they have some different research and statistics, and they think they've come up with something. Now, they have used data from 2005 up until a couple of years ago to kind of project where things are going, and they're saying it's because of price increases, among
other
things.
That could be, too.
The biggest factor will be price increases and unrest and political unrest.
Mm-hmm. Awful lot of crops are only 20% this year in America.
Well, I don't think this factors into this study, you know, what's going on this year. But yeah, I mean, America should be very concerned about
that. Very concerned about food.
You remember all those polls that said Joe Biden was beating Donald Trump?
Yeah.
You remember that?
I mean, those phony polls that they wrote up in the basement?
Well, yeah, this was like 2 weeks ago, right? Three weeks ago. They were saying
he slid a little bit.
Well, now he's fourth place in the Democratic primary.
Right.
He can't even.
That's because he can't speak.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you think it has something to do with Ukraine?
Yeah.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has flopped to fourth place in Iowa, according to a survey released 2 days ago. While there has been significant fluctuation in national polling data in recent days, significant fluctuation, meaning depends on who does the polling.
Does the polling, yeah.
According to the survey, among 598 likely Democratic caucus attendees in Iowa, Elizabeth Warren is leading the pack with a pretty sizable.
That's pretty sad when Elizabeth Warren is leading your.
Why? Why is
she's,
that?
She's such a bad candidate.
Why? In what way?
First of all, she lied about being an Indian so she could get an advantage at Harvard. She would never got in at Harvard unless she said she was a.
Or if Lori Loughlin was her mom.
Right. pay her off.
Paid
off. Anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's the only reason that she's a bad candidate?
No, and just all that left is loony stuff. You
like
know?
What? Let me hear you. Let me hear in 10 seconds you articulate.
I don't know the thing. One of them, each one of them on stage was giving away something. One of them was giving away free
about
tuition.
Her. We're talking
it
about
doesn't, I can't
one.
Remember. It was so many giveaways. I couldn't remember what she was giving
all right,
away.
You got 10 seconds.
She's probably giving away chicken in every pot and two cars in every garage.
That sounds great.
Plus, let's see, free health care. I think hers was health care for all, Medicare for all. I think, but I'm not sure.
So that makes her a bad candidate, what you just described?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm just asking. Mm-hmm. I just want to I just want to hear you articulate why you think she's a bad candidate. She's staring at me now. Mayor Pete, you like Mayor Pete?
No, I don't like him
he's
one bit.
In this Iowa. Let's hear in 10 seconds why you don't like Mayor Pete.
Because he was a mayor, he got 10,000 votes. What in the heck is somebody who gets 10,000 votes running for a president? What gives him the knowledge or the thing to be president?
So what?
10,000 votes.
Donald Trump has never gotten a vote before ever.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, but if that's your argument, that's a stupid argument.
No, it's not
Donald
stupid.
Trump, he got 10,000 more votes than Donald Trump had before he ran for president.
He's not a billionaire. Billionaires qualify you to be president.
Oh, so George Soros should be president?
No.
No? That's what you just said?
Constitutional. At least Trump is half.
So it says that in Article 6 somewhere about if you're a billionaire, you could be president?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear you articulate why you think Mayor Pete's a bad candidate.
I just told you.
Okay. That was meaningless to me, what you just said.
You could say,
okay, he's for gun control.
He is.
Okay, you can start there. That's good. Okay. He wants gun control. Mm-hmm. He wants socialized medicine.
He does.
He's for...
That's a little bit better argument. I'll give it to you. Let's move on.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I know. That's a very good question. That was very good. I liked it.
Donald Trump will go to Sunday's World Series game, but doesn't want to throw out the first pitch because he would look... Because how he would look like in, gosh, these article titles.
They're written terrible.
In a lot of heavy armor, because he'd have a bulletproof vest.
Right.
Exactly. I think he doesn't want to throw out the first pitch because
he can't reach home plate.
He doesn't want to get booed. No, I think he doesn't want to get booed.
Where's it at?
In Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, he'd get booed there. Yeah.
In World's First, here's another good story. There's a tiger that was caught in a poacher's trap, and this is a few years ago, and now he had to have his paw removed because of gangrene.
Mm-hmm.
He should have had some oregano. Maybe he could have kept
saved
his paw.
Yeah, that stuff's amazing.
Or clay. You could have packed it in clay and oregano.
Suck all that poison out.
Anyway, they're going to, the World's First tiger, the tiger will be given prosthetic limb to live out his life pain-free. What a cool story.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's a cool story.
Yeah, it is. I've seen dogs and cats and all sorts of stuff have those things.
A senior rabbi warns about rise of anti-Semitism in Europe. Could it have anything to do with all the Muslims coming in?
I think it is.
I mean, is that just, is that?
It's not a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence. Okay.
Nope.
There's a direct causal relationship.
Cause and effect.
The more Muslims in the group, the less they like
the more
Jews.
The
more Jewish hate.
Yes.
All right, yeah. Let's move on.
Cause and
we
effect.
Solved that. Solved. Problem solved.
Done. We fixed that.
That was a lot easier than the Pete Buttigieg question.
Yeah, I got distracted.
I can ask you right now. You still could tell me. And more than 200. Here's another great story. I know they were doing this with veterans. Now they're doing this with homeless seniors. This is fantastic. Part of me, you know, this idea of pushing people in these small, tiny houses, I can see, you know, this is controlled planning and getting people off the land. Okay, fine, I get that. But still, immediately, it's helping these people.
If you're homeless, a small little place would be nice.
Fantastic.
Would be beautiful. Yes.
More than 200 homeless seniors will have tiny houses of their own after donations pour in. This is in Texas.
Good. Are they making them out of those trailers, you know, the truck pulls
I don't know.
Up.
Housing First Community Coalition announced that it had been successfully raised the funds for a new 17-acre town village community. So 17, I mean, think of how much space, especially if you go, you know, close to the Mississippi and east, you know, west mm-hmm. of Mississippi, too much of it is owned by the government. Well, that's even worse because now they got all this vacant government land. Think about somebody take 20 acres,
yeah,
put in 200 little tiny homes. And think of how many homeless people, you know, yeah. How you could solve the homeless problem, create a positive life.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of something about something like that, and it was all made out of titanium. So it couldn't break, couldn't do anything. So it was almost like a jail, but it was for people, you know.
Hmm. Divine intervention. This is another great story out of RT. Wealthy Norwegian ship owner funds research to counter Darwin in schools.
Oh, that's excellent.
I would like to challenge anybody, you know, talk about science and settled science and thoughts and all these things.
That's not settled.
Right. Please show me.
Silly. That's not settled.
Silly. Please show me the scientific evidence and strong evidence mm-hmm. of macroevolution on this planet.
Yeah, show me the missing.
Please show me.
Show me the missing link. Lucy.
Please.
I think it was Lucy, right? Was it supposedly?
Well, they've had all those have been proven fraud.
Fraud.
I mean, going back to 1800s, yeah. Pilt with a Piltdown man or whatever they called that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy's going to fund the Biocosmos Foundation calls for, quote, more open debate on biology and the cosmos. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing.
Well, unless you're trying to get somebody over on something.
Mm-hmm.
ISIS seizes control of prison camp in Syria where 70,000 women and children were being held. And they were supposedly children and wives of the jihadists.
Oh wow!
So that's I don't even know what to think about that.
No, I have no thoughts on that.
This is from Natural News, Mike Adams. Vaccines now being used to harvest biometric identities of everyone. Big Brother merges with Big Pharma. It's all happening just as we predicted, he says. Big Pharma is officially partnering with the tech industry to pair immunization with digital biometrics, meaning humans will soon be microchipped, tracked, and ultimately controlled through a global identification matrix. Not me.
Not me.
Not me. There's certain lines in the sand, and that's one of them, buddy. That is one of them. They will never vaccinate me. Not while I'm conscious. The ID 2020 Alliance, as it's being called, is a digital identity program that aims to, quote, leverage immunization. And here's their other quote. How they're going to spin this. This is in foreign countries, but it's Bangladesh, but it's being experimented in America also.
Okay.
Allegedly. We are implementing a forward-looking approach to digital identity that gives individuals control over their own personal information.
All right.
Can you explain how that makes any sense to me?
Don't make no sense to me.
Elizabeth Warren.
She's for that.
Elizabeth Warren being president makes more sense than that did.
Yeah.
To me. And
that's
that doesn't
a bad
make
thought.
Sense. And that is a bad thought.
Cancel that thought.
I mean, that makes more sense than this.
Yeah.
Our forward-looking approach to digital identity that gives individuals control over their own. Don't they already have control over their own personal information?
Yeah.
You see how these competing worlds in the digital world and digital image of yourself and, you know, trying to pull, they got all these competing worlds and self-identity. really, this is stunning. Tulsi Gabbard running for president won't seek re-election to Congress.
She's concentrating on being the president.
She's also what's that called? Blacklisted by Google.
Yes, she has. Absolutely.
Because she criticized Eric Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Mein Clinton. How do you? Can you say that with a German accent?
No.
You won't even try. See, you're smarter than me.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. Army ammunition activity recycles dangerous yellow D ammunition. Here's an important story. If you think that everything coming out of Big Pharma and these science experiments and these settled science, if you think they're all just pristine and just facts, like comes down from heaven itself.
Manna.
Like manna from heaven. Well, Senator Grassley slams NIH director for silencing whistleblower scientists that were sounding the alarm on experimental drug trials. These people were trying to get information to the Congress that was doing hearings on this.
Mm-hmm.
Says, look, here's the stuff. They're lying.
Here's
the information.
Yeah.
And the NIH director was blocking them from getting this information.
Mm-hmm. They got people in the government everywhere.
Facebook announces steps to clamp down on misinformation ahead of 2020 election. That makes me feel so good.
Oh, boy.
Here's Zuckerberg's words, saying social media had introduced transformative avenues for speech. This is a transformative avenue mm-hmm. for speech. And then he says, Facebook, talking about Libra, you know, Libra is almost dead and how America's not supporting Libra. Facebook said it would be putting into effect its planned ban on paid ads that tell people in the United States not to vote. He also told reporters on a conference call that the ban on voter misinformation would also apply to ads run by politicians. Okay, if you are censoring ads run by politicians, doesn't that make you a political party yourself?
Absolutely.
I mean, I would think, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to say how if you don't support Libra, then other countries are going to get ahead of America. And I'm like, so all of a sudden now you're doing all this for the good of America. Now you're America? I got two important stories on the other side. There's the article. Anyway, stay tuned. Let's go. More news. And then my good friend Mike.
Yeah, we love Mike.
Any questions you might have?
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Over at the Power Mall, we're doing something new. Getting people Power Mall rewards points. You get points for registration, points for a newsletter sign up. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, that's a great way to get stay in touch with us. We don't over email you. You guys have said things like that, so we try to limit, you know, just important things that we send to you. Sign up for the newsletter. You can do it on our website. You could, there's a red banner at the top and at the bottom, I believe. Certainly at the bottom of thepowerhour.com. And also, there's a referral link. You can earn points, and product review posts. You earn points. So we want to incentivize you for what's going on over at the Power Mall and for all your support, and to give back to you for your support. So check that out. Call Jay; she'll explain, or email those kind of things. Also, KCXL. We're now live Monday through Friday. We are live on the station there out of Liberty, Missouri. Near Kansas City. So that's
excellent.
So that's very important. And also Spokane. It's not Spokane. It's Spokane.
Washington.
Yeah. Spokane, Washington and Coeur d'Alene area. KTRW, at
night. That's a resort up there, right?
What?
Coeur d'Alene?
It's a city. What do you mean?
Oh, I thought it was a resort.
There may be a resort there. Oh. There's a lake there. I can't remember the name of that lake.
Maybe Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Coeur d'Alene.
We're never. Think,
no,
write down some things about Pete Buttigieg.
I got it. Yeah. I got my hand up.
Yeah, go ahead. What?
You cut me off too fast in that Pete Buttigieg. My view is he is a commie. That's why he should not be president.
And why do you think he's a commie?
Because he's just free everything.
All right, let me go to something important. All right. KTRW, the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area. We're live every day. Not live.
You're going to get letters. You're laughing too dang much.
I know. I am laughing too much. It's a feel-good broadcast.
It is a feel-good. I like it. I feel
anyway,
good.
Anyway, let me get to this. KTRW, every evening, weekday 9 to 10 Central, we're on a replay, so check that out. We're excited to be involved there. And Tom, thank you, Tom, for getting us on. We appreciate it. Any email that you want, support at thepowermall.com for Power Mall, and also support at powerhournation.com. And next week, we got some good guests. Christopher Morosky, he's going to talk about socialism. Maybe he'll talk about Governor Pete.
He probably will.
Lauren in Ohio. You remember Lauren used to, you don't remember, but Lauren used to call, and we've had people ask about it. Lauren got in contact with us. Lauren's actually going to be on the show next week. We're very excited to hear from Lauren. and Dr. Sherry Rogers and Daniel, George Frundle will be here also. Sunny Air Furnace. You know, we talked about that with Dale Mitchell a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. I told you they'd sell fast. We only had 10. I think we got like 2 left.
Those are nice. They're real nice.
They're fantastic. Yeah. It's a real nice piece of furniture. Yes, I mean, this is no joke.
Different design, different theory. It's excellent.
At the Power Mall itself, 10% off magnesium oil, 10% off Miracle 2, Global Healing Center, Strauss products all on sale, Vitamir. If you're listening, can you please do me a favor? Can you please either buy a toothpaste, donate $5, do something?
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate and we need your support, and we deserve your support. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your support, and you're welcome for what we do.
Most everybody uses toothpaste, so you might as well buy it for us. Help us out.
And don't forget about the maca also. That maca is fantastic.
Oh,
really,
that maca is good.
Especially if you're a little older. You know, 50, I'm not even 50 yet. It helps me a lot. I would say 40 or over, mm-hmm, helps just your muscle mass, your mood, your energy. It's adaptogenic.
I didn't remember that name, but I remembered it helped your mood.
Yeah, it helped. Whatever you need, basically, it gives you.
Yeah.
For your hormones,
yeah,
and everything.
It's
amazing.
It really is.
Also, if you want to make donations and mail to the Power Hour, P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri, 65706. P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri, 65706. And, a couple of news stories we're going to get to. We got Mike coming on here in just a second. This story out of New Jersey, I have to get to before
our
Mike
old
comes on.
Stomping grounds.
Just when we thought no one could outdo California and New York in the category of idiotic gun control measure, in walks New Jersey. Here's the latest attempt to circumvent the Second Amendment and discourage responsible gun use by trying to make self-defense too costly a choice. We're just learning about an executive order that the governor issued in September that effectively banned the sale of insurance products that provide liability coverage to gun owners, making it virtually impossible for concealed carry holders in New Jersey to get coverage. How in the world this is able to stand? How in the world this is not
somebody hasn't challenged it? They'll lose in court.
I mean, these people—they're coming for your guns.
They're coming.
I should tell you something.
They're coming.
Company to remove female symbol from menstrual products to appease trans activists. The Always brands.
I've heard that.
You can insert a joke here somewhere. I don't have one, but you know.
Never say men can menstruate too.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it either.
I was trying to go through my Rolodex in my brain. I don't remember that.
And I took Jim.
And you took.
I did not remember, not one.
Whole grains uniquely benefit your liver and lower risk of liver cancer. Drones are coming. Amazon, Alphabet, Uber take flight. And prisons use AI to mass monitor millions of inmate sales. They sure don't use them to get rid of black mold, I can tell you that.
Nope.
Anyway, our next guest, we're very excited to have on.
Yeah, Mike.
Love Mike. He's a personal friend. I consider him a personal friend. And he's also the best gold and silver dealer that I know anywhere around the Cape Girardeau
mm-hmm.
area.
I agree.
He has been in it a long time. We wanted to bring him on just to introduce him to you and any questions you might have. Mike, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you so much, Daniel. It's my pleasure to be with you all today.
Why don't you just give us a little, you know, Reader's Digest quick introduction to yourself and how you got into the gold and silver business?
Well, I've been collecting coins ever since I was a kid, and went to college and got a degree in economics and management, and I went to work for a bank, and I worked for banking for 10 years, and the more I learned about banking and the economy, the more I realized if you were able to make any money, the only way to keep it was to put in something the government couldn't evaporate out of existence, and consequently, I decided to get into the gold and silver business, and I opened my store in 1986. I've been very successful, thanks to the local buyers and people.
Yeah. Well, very good. There's been a lot of news stories. I don't know, you know, we've talked a little bit about this. I don't know what you keep up with or not, but about the repo market, the loans going in the banks overnight. In 2016, Catherine Austin Fitz, I don't know if you've seen this, which was a guest on our show not too long ago. She did a lot of research, and she uncovered a lot of money missing primarily through the Department of Defense. She brought her research. It came out. She's well-known. She's from the Bush-era government. I mean, this is not just nobody. She was in high levels of government. And it led to the auditing of the Department of Defense. Subsequently, the Department of Defense, for the first time ever, failed the audit. And as a result, the government passed what is called FASB, for short, FASB 56. And in that document, they declared, the government said that for national security interest, basically, we don't have to reveal any financial information to you that we don't want to. And that was 2017. And from that point, the amount of money that's being printed, the amount of money going to the banks, the auditing of these things, our money system in general, has been dark. And if people don't think there's a deep state or whatever, you can call it whatever you want, they're not telling us anything anymore. And I think that more than anything, with the environment we're seeing, with it's looking a lot like 2007, 2008. We've had questions from our audience, from our listeners. They want to know about gold and silver. This is obviously a flight to safety type of investment. This is for thousands of years. And they want to know a little bit about gold and silver. So first, your reaction to anything about the financial system that we see now, any problems, any concerns you might have, and then let's get into some basics about gold and silver.
My concerns stretch back over 30 years, and one reason I got in this business in the first place, it's just a matter of time before the dollar tanks. And when it does, precious metals are going to skyrocket. And unfortunately, the fiat money system is not long for this world. And anybody invested in bonds, stocks, CDs, derivatives, $100 bills is likely going to lose a lot of money.
Do you see that? Do you see it more so now? I mean, I've here lately, I've spent a lot of time researching this, and this is... It seems like the liability has been pushed off the banks and really on pensions, on ETFs, on money markets. It's the liability of all this bad debt has been pushed kind of on the American people. I see nothing but a big iceberg ahead, personally. Your thoughts?
Frank, inflation for that and the Consumer Protection Act that they passed not too long ago. The banks actually have direct access to your money to settle their accounts with the bigger banks. And then leave you with the big hole there waiting for the FDIC to fill it.
How convenient.
Yes. You and I both agree that, you know, the banking system is a big fraud, and it's simply a way to transfer all the wealth or all the assets and things worth having, you know, from the people that work for them and build them to the banks. They don't do nothing but push a few buttons on a computer. It's kind of insane, really. You know, Thomas Jefferson said years ago that banking institutions are more dangerous than standing armies, that if the American people ever allowed private banks to take over the issuance of currency, the banks and corporations that grow up around them would deprive the people of their property till their children wake up homeless in the land their fathers conquered. And that's exactly what the Federal Reserve has been accomplishing the last 100-plus years, and they're well on their way to having control of everything.
Well, let's give some basics, because I think one of the only things, you know, people ask me all the time, what can we do, because they're concerned also. One of the only things I know to do is some flight to some safety, and safety means gold and silver. Give us some basics about that people need to know about gold and silver.
Well, gold and silver has been money for thousands of years, and it's been useful in trading and bartering for whatever you need in anywhere you happen to be. They've made it easy for citizens, Americans, to buy gold and silver these days by making available fractional silver coins, 5/10 ounce, 1/4 ounce, 1/2 ounce, 1 ounce. Silver is available in 1 ounce, 5, 10, 50, 100 ounce bars. And there are even some outfits are even making like a 1,000 gram or 100 gram pieces where you can just break off a piece of it. You know, there's like you know 100 pieces or something. And you know, in case you know when things silver went real bad, got you know real high, you just break off parts of it and cash it in. You know.
You know what you're saying there is you know, people may all think you're paranoid, but that's not. that was the Canadian government that was putting those little pieces together. That just wasn't just anybody. I mean, other outfits are doing
it. Absolutely. A lot of this stuff is from, you know, different mints around the world and all. And almost all of them are busy making the products and hopefully keeping as much of it as possible in their country of origin so that they can take it back away from you if they ever get where they can, you know. But I don't think many of us have to worry about that here in America. And, you know, the person, nobody can buy at the bottom, and nobody knows when the top is in order to sell. But I view both metals as a long-term investment, and it's the safest way I know to keep maintain your purchasing power of the money that you've already made and earned. It pretty much, you know, I've used this analogy many times, you know, back in the 19 before the crash of 29, you could take a $20 bill to the bank and get a $20 gold piece. You could take either one to a haberdashery and buy you a nice suit of clothes. And these days, a $20 gold piece is worth like $1,500. It'll still buy you a nice suit of clothes, but a $20 bill will barely buy you a shirt. And, you know, that's just the reality of it. So,
that's at Walmart. That's a shirt from Walmart, too. That's not a nice shirt.
Yeah, I made in China.
Yeah.
Or Taiwan or some damn place. But anyway, gold and silver, there's a theorem in economics. I think it's Henry Jastrow proposed it, but it's called the golden constant. And it's the fact that gold, the price of gold never really fluctuates. It's currencies that fluctuate around gold based on people's perception of the economic situation and all. And the supply and demand fundamentals of the metals, you know, in the market at the time.
I don't know if people realize this because, you know, what you're saying, and they may not know a little bit about gold and silver. There's about 70 countries in the world right now or in the last 3 months, say, this year for sure. About 70 countries in the world have reached their all-time high price in gold. America has not. Our all-time high is about 1900 and some, 1950 or whatever it was. We're at a little over 1500. That's because they've kept the dollar really high. All over the world, the dollar is reaching all-time highs. People are getting nervous. America seems to be a little slow to the party here. For our listeners, people who
dollars,
are going
by the is causing all that. You know, I mean, that's crazy.
Yes. For people who are listening, they may know very little. I don't have a lot of money. I don't even know where to begin. You know, I tell people, hey, just buy one silver coin or just give people an idea how they can start, what's something they can buy, a junk silver. Explain to them what junk silver is, just some real simple things.
Yeah. Junk silver is a very popular item among preppers as well as those seeking a silver investment. They're old silver coins minted 1964 and prior. They're 90% silver. It takes approximately, a dollar's worth of silver coins has approximately 3/4 ounce of silver in it. A lot of people prefer the junk silver to silver bars and rounds and 10-ounce bars because 10 dimes equals 4/4 equals 2/2 equals $1. And a person doesn't have to worry much about that stuff being counterfeited. So it's readily available and readily negotiable for barter in whatever, you know, situation you find yourself in. A lot of people say, well, you can't eat gold and silver. Well, how the hell are you going to buy anything if you ain't got some if everything goes down around our ears? I mean, only thing I can think of it, I would want to trade my gold and silver for it, be ammunition, you know. And so, water.
Let me ask you, so if people wanted to buy, how cheap it is to get involved. If you wanted to buy a dollar, it's called a dollar face of junk silver. So if you're old enough, you remember in 1964, 4/4 had silver in them. So a dollar had silver, like you said, 3/4 of an ounce. So for about $14 right now, you can buy that dollar and you can have some silver. You know what it is. It's circulated. Everybody in America has seen these coins before who has any age on them. It's very, very difficult to counterfeit, almost non-existent risk. And I just think it's a fantastic way to get in. If you have $13, $14 to spend, you can go get a dollar face worth of silver and start your silver collection. I would encourage everybody to do it. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've told people many times that a conservative would put at least 10, maybe 15% of their investable funds in precious metals. And if everything else went to hell, that stuff, the investment in the metals, would compensate for your losses in the fiat market.
There's only two silver coins I would buy. I mean, I might buy some bar. This is me. This is just me speaking, and I'll tell you why, ladies and gentlemen. I would buy silver American Eagles, and I would buy junk silver, and that's it. Because it's made in America. Everybody knows what they are. They're accepted, and there's going to be no issue. Now, gold, that's the other story. There's all kind of things you can buy with gold. I prefer the old St. Gaudens $20 gold pieces that Mike referred to earlier. I prefer that in graded so that there'll never be a dispute whether this is real or not, because I can see that coming up. And I've also already heard that China's working on counterfeiting quite a bit also. I don't know if you've heard those things, Mike.
China is the most prolific counterfeiter on the planet, and they're flooding the market, especially like flea markets and antique malls and things of that sort, with counterfeit coins of the world, silver dollars, even occasionally silver eagles get counterfeited by the government. It's as long as a person deals with someone that is reputable and has been around for a while, knows what they're doing, they shouldn't have any concern about being skinned alive or anything. And it's not rocket science either. There's 1,000 places a person can buy gold and silver, and you just simply call around and see what they're asking for it, and then see what I'm asking for it. You'll find that I'm very competitive. And the government, you're right about the silver eagles and junk silver is two of my best sellers.
Why don't you give people your contact information? And your River City Coins there in the Cape Girardeau, give people your phone number.
My phone number is 573-334-1108. We're at 713 Broadway here in Cape. Our hours are 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. And after Thanksgiving, we're even open on Mondays.
334-1108. 573-334-1108. You can call Mike and get an idea. Now, can you ship things to customers in case they don't live around here?
Absolutely. There would be a shipping charge, insurance charge. I ship over the country.
I have been involved with silver and gold for a good while now, and I've seen ups and downs. And I'm not trying to give you financial advice, ladies and gentlemen. I just thought it was important. The more research I'm doing on the financial market, and it's serious. And
ignorance is bliss when it comes to finance, because I think it was the Rothschild said, I don't care the government, the people should never see how their laws are made.
It's like sausage. You should never see how sausage is made.
Exactly. That was the other part of it. I misquoted it. But anyway, you get the point. You know what I mean? Truth is, the Fed doesn't pay any more for a pallet of $100 bills than they do for a pallet of $1 bills. It's just paper and ink until it's distributed into the banking system through the Federal Reserve System, in which case it becomes an obligation of the Federal Reserve System, not the United States government. Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve System has got things jiggered in a situation that the American taxpayer winds up footing the bill for all their mistakes. And like I said, as Thomas Jefferson warned, they're going to wind up with everything in the end unless we, go back to gold and silver-backed currency that the government can't, destroy just by printing more money.
One of our mottos at the Power Mall is buy from the good guys. And ladies and gentlemen, Mike is one of the good guys. Like I said, I consider him a friend. He's extremely knowledgeable, as you can tell, just in this short conversation. And any question you can have about gold and silver, how to get involved, I would extremely – Mike is not paying me to advertise. He's not an advertiser or sponsor. He's just a friend. And I am bringing him on because you all have asked some questions about gold and silver, and I really, really, really – think that you might want to consider maybe taking some of that money under the mattress and putting it into maybe a little silver or a little gold or what have you. That's all I can say. We got about a minute and a half. Final thoughts of yours, Mike.
Well, I couldn't agree more with what you just said. A person, if they've got anything, it's hard enough to make any money. And if you are able to make any money, then everybody wants it, so it's hard to keep it. The only way I know to keep it is to put it in a form that, like I say, the government can't evaporate out of existence. And, I don't like cryptocurrency. It's ridiculous. I don't even like $100 bills, for that matter. And there's still people investing in Iraqi dinars, and I'm thinking, like, what the hell's wrong with these people? You know what I mean? It's a foreign paper money. I mean, how can it possibly be of any value, you know, at a certain point in time? Whereas gold and silver has withstood the test of time, and the prices are very, very cheap. Silver, especially these days, based on economic conditions, it should be a lot higher. And this is a great buying opportunity for anyone that's looking to make an investment in precious metals, because they're not going to get a better price than this, I don't believe, ever.
Well, that's what Joseph Meyer said, the same thing. I do a lot of research on this. This is my opinion. This is people we've had on the pin. Silver's near its bottom that could almost possibly be at. Silver is extremely undervalued. Some people say it's the cheapest commodity in the world. The most undervalued commodity in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And in 1920, 29, you could take 20 ounces of silver and buy 1 ounce of gold. Well, right now it takes about 90 or 85 or whatever it is. It takes about 85 ounces. So out of balance on the scale. And, Mike, one more time, your phone number.
Area code 573-334-1108. I love speaking with you.
Yeah, very good. God bless you, Mike. It's great to have you on. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Daniel. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And Captain.
Yep. 573-334-1108. Mike at River City Coins. Check it out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.